But in that book, I remember several times Onga talks about looking for a sign for these visions. Mm-hmm. Does he ever comment anywhere else about, you know, what he means by that? Is he actually thinking some other, like, Deva or Brahmins are going to guide him? Or was he looking for something within himself?
It's like an inner vision. That's quite common. For Thai monks, well, lay people, tradition, Thai culture, to look for an omen. I think it's, you know, it's also something that was reasonably common in Western culture until sort of the age of science and rationalism and materialism. It was also paying attention to dreams, where one is tuned into one's dreams and seeing that they're giving one some kind of guidance. Sometimes when you're, say, for practitioners, to ask for an omen or something, and then you would, it's very common to, you know, if you're at a place of kind of difficulty in practice, or then, going and doing a puja and setting a resolution in the mind, kind of with that wish or in request for an omen, a vision of some sort, then that one would pay attention to what comes up. So that's a very common it's very common. And it's sort of that tuning into the inner world. That's like when years and years ago, Ajahn Tiridhammo started to collect some of the... He just started doing a translation of Ajahn Chah's... There was a short biography that was done a long time ago, and it was a bit jumbled and unclear, some of the occurrences, and so Ajahn Tiridhammo started to try to get some of the chronology sorted out and some of the stories a bit clearer. But anyway, he went and asked Ajahn Chah with a group of others, and, you know, they were there, and asking, you know, what was it that made you feel, you know, that you were really kind of on the path to realizing your goal and your thinking? Because there's these different circumstances in Ajahn Chah's life that where his, you know, his body exploded and in a vision several times, or when he went to meet with this particular monk who was a close student of Ajahn Mahan. So they're different. And Ajahn Chah started to about and it was in his biography as well, about these dreams he had at Sur Glue. And Ajahn Tira was sort of, no, I mean, what, really, what? You know, what was the real thing? And so I was like, and Ajahn Tira, oh, this was real. So dreams, visions, omens, this is very much a part of the way that Thais and many cultures or relate to the inner and outer world.
When I was on my tunong down in Mississippi, I met this yoga teacher down in Yazoo City, Mississippi, and she was having a really hard time. She's got a prejudice against sort of Hindu practices and stuff like that. And I said, Michelle, how did you end up in Mississippi? She was in English. And how did you end up in Mississippi? And she said, well, her and her husband were, he was from that area, I guess, and got a job offer down there. And she's like, I was looking for a home. She's like, I actually asked for a home. And she said that night they were watching the Blues Brothers. And the scene that probably nobody had ever noticed, but they get in the Bluesmobile and they're heading down the highway, and there's a sign that says Yazoo City. And I was like, Michelle, don't you think that meant Yazoo City, Illinois? She's like, I'm going to kill you. So Omen's going to be good, but you have to be able to read them.
You have to know how to read them.